Mary and Martha would have known him. But they didn't recognize him. He had no doubt different hair color. He may have looked a little different in his eyes. He had different color of skin, perhaps. Because they thought he was a gardener. That's the way of a lot of church people today. They say Jesus is coming soon. They're looking for a Goldilocks Jesus. And the first place, that's another lie, King James. Jesus was not white. But they're looking for somebody with long hair. And they say, oh, he's coming soon. I'll know him when he comes. I'll see him. But it was just like Mary and Martha. They were walking with him, and they know not that it was the same Jesus, the very same God. Because God is a state of evolution. God is a state of consciousness. Somebody else had taken on the mantle. Jesus was in the tomb, but somebody else stepped in to the Messiah's energy and was walking, talking God. And they didn't know it because they were looking for a white or brown, as he was then, looking for a Jesus that looked exactly like the Jesus that they had known. But he never appears. God. I said God. You call it God. I prefer liberator, savior, Emmanuel, the savior. He never appears the same way twice. Paul said in the King James, he showed you the mystery. Paul said, I come to you what? In the person of who? Christ. He didn't say the name of Christ. Moses was what? Said Christ overshadowed him. Didn't he say? He was the God of his day, leading his people through the wilderness. It was a lesser degree than Jesus because, like everything, things grow more and more to the perfect day. We die daily. God in 1973 will be manifested in a higher degree than he was in 1920. You understand? Or in 1900, sure, because Jesus said, these things shall you do, and greater. Now, I don't often take so long in teachings, but we had plenty of miracles yesterday to astound everyone. Every person here, hundreds of hands lifted up, said, I'm sick, I'm crippled, I'm in pain. But before I got through, I even healed a woman here that had fallen down the stairs. For the last one, I took away every pain in this room. And she fell down the stairs and she said she still feels good. Wonderful today. That's what she said to him, I gather. Now, my friend, some place along the road, you better get the truth. I heard someone come out here today and say, thank Jim, I thank God for Jim.
I thank Jim for God.
Get the horse where it belongs and the cart where it belongs. You didn't know anything about a Savior until I came. Some of you were living in poverty. You were in jails. You were in prisons. You were homeless. You were down with the boot of the oppressor on your neck. You better thank Jim for the Savior. Shut yourself again. Just now, a couple of lights, center, two back lights to save our lights to get us ready for the promised land. Because we save here. Where else can we see a fire that will go every day into the courts and free his people? Have people standing in the gap of the hedge. Like the young man that went away, John Haynes. Went away, only came back when he was in trouble. People were ready to go, and I came out, hadn't had any sleep. I rushed out, stopped them. I said, you don't have information, you know what you're doing. And when they listened to me, they went, and 5 years was wiped away. 5 year sentence that he was doomed to get was wiped away. You better be ready to listen tomorrow to get in there to help him again. Because he had several charges against him, but 5 years wiped away. The judge said, just because just because I, my people, had followed my advice and offered their assistance and done what I said, just because they followed the instructions, that's why the man got 5 years removed. A sentence that was doomed to get Dennis facing 15 years. I need to get the testimony. All of you should get that testimony that Deanna Myrtle has written up so beautifully. You should pass that out of Anita. You ought to get those. It wouldn't touch anyone's heart. How the police department in this very town, she came here confessing to a crime. I would have put her away for years. I said, turn yourself in. And I said, she'll be back. And she was back in an hour. The police loosed her. The chiefs, the upper division, because there's some good people here in this police department. There's some mean devils on the low level, but there's some good ones here. That's why the lower ones are trying always to trap us and have smeared us and tried to put false charges against different ones here, but we've come through thus far, and if you stick together, if you will always stick together, nothing can come nigh our dwelling. Certainly they'll talk against us. Certainly they'll ridicule us in newspapers. Certainly they will even try to kill us, thinking they did God a service. That means the worst enemy, the people that bear truth in the last days will be the church, because it said they will kill you, thinking they do God a service. Bible people are dangerous. They hate. If you don't get baptized their way, they're ready to send you to hell. We had a sister sitting down in the front rows one night. She came on one Saturday service. She sat down there and she got up and said, he's preaching against the Bible and it's wrong. I said, sister, show me where it's wrong. She couldn't, because as I started to say, this book will show you. Even King James cannot tell you the facts about Jesus' birth. Matthew, the first chapter, 16th verse. Matthew says Jesus' father was Joseph. And he says his grandfather was Jacob. And he said his great-grandfather was Mathan, M-A-T-T-H-A-N. Right? Luke 3:23 says exactly the same story. I mean, telling about the birth of Jesus. But King James makes a mistake. Here he says Jesus' father was indeed Joseph. But he says his grandfather was not Jacob, but Heli. And his great-grandfather was not Mathan, M-A-T-T-H-A-N, but it's misspelled. Luke says it's M-A-T-T-H-A-T, Mathan. And you trace it on back to Abraham. Both of them trace him back to Abraham. But Matthew has 27 grandparents, and Luke has 42 generations. I could show you one thing after another, all through the Bible. Surely you read the Bible and saw where it didn't make any sense. How many know that and read it, saw things you didn't understand? Saw the left contradictions. Sure you have. Like Jesus was first nailed on the cross, all the thieves rebuked him. Another writer says only one of the thieves. The other thief rebuked the other thief, and Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. One place after Jesus was baptized, had to be made perfect through his infilling of the Holy Spirit of truth, said he went immediately to the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted of the devil. That's what one Bible says. Another Bible chapter says that 3 days after Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan and the blood settled on him, that he was in Cana of Galilee, which is 80 miles from the wilderness, 3 days after he was baptized, turning water into wine. How can you be 40 days in the wilderness and be 3 days after your baptism? The third day of the 40 days, he was over at Cana. But one Bible writer says he never left the wilderness, the mount of temptation, for 40 days and 40 nights. If you don't get this truth, the white man's going to lead you into hell. I wish I did not have to tear down your paper idol, because all idols have to go. I wish I did not have to do it, but you will never open your mind to truth until you get rid of the paper idol. Until you allow someone that is sent with love and power and has proved himself with the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit of truth to lead you until you come into your own Christ consciousness. Because that's what we want to work towards. where all shall be one. All shall know, from the least to the greatest, the knowledge of the revolution of God, which God means a revolution. God means ultimate good, the highest good. The knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But first, you better follow someone. Can you raise the dead? Can you heal a blind woman like I healed 4 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago now? Can you do that? Can you cause someone to spit up cancer yesterday, or the cripple to walk, or the woman to close her hand and life to come back into it when it was severed, cut clear off? Can you do this? Can you cause blind to see, or the woman yesterday that was, her kidneys were completely destroyed? Can you see? You saw the terrible voice that came out, and her kidneys came back to normal immediately. Can you do that? Can you cause the prison doors to open like I've caused them to open time and again? Are the dead to raise? Then, until you can, follow me, because I have come in the person, not the name, but I have come, like Paul said, I have come in the very person. I have come in the very nature. I have come in the person of Christ, the revolution. I thank you. Preachers will rob you because they don't believe in what they preach themselves. They slip to me by night to get healed, like Nicodemus. They'll come into our beautiful court of Garden of Eden up there in Red River Valley. They'll slip in to get healed. Or they'll call me on the phone, say, don't tell my church I called you. And they'll preach that Jesus is coming soon. Well, if he's coming soon, why do they have to have a new car every year? Why, as soon as one anniversary is finished, do they start planning for the next anniversary? If he's coming so soon, why do they have to dress so nice? Oh, they don't believe it. They've got a bunch of suckers. They could sue me. All these people could sue me. I told you the ministers' names one after another that told me they didn't believe in the Bible. Reverend Nathan Urshan, he told me he didn't believe that the Bible was true. There were errors and lies in the Bible. The one that tried to kidnap that sister, to get her into a mental hospital and take her property. And I caused him by my revelation to bring it right back and lay it to the altar with the police. Now he could sue me if that wasn't true. Couldn't he? Why, of course he could. Because I'd be libeling him. I'd be slandering him. But I said, the facts have spoken, too stout to be denied. These preachers have got the easiest gravy train going. That's why there'll be lies told on me. That's why people will fight me, because I'll set you free. I'll make you a god. I'll show you you don't need no jackleg preacher. I'll show you that you are sufficient unto yourself. I will start a revolution in you that will cause you to go to the ends of the world. Bless your heart. Come and go with me. For in your Father's house, there are many rooms, there are many lovers, there are many mansions. Oh, yes there are. Come and go with me. I've got shelter for you in depression. Food in our warehouses, our storehouses. If depression comes, and there will be famine, where people will be in soup lines 10 miles long. There'll be so much chaos in this country. The money crash will come when your dollar won't, a whole wheelbarrow full won't be able to buy you a sack of groceries. And there'll come a dictatorship in this land, because they're trying to whip it up now with the Symbionese Liberation Army and the Nazis and all this hate and the kidnappings. They're trying to get white people to kill blacks so the rich will be able to have all they want. They don't need workers anymore, so they want the poor worker destroyed. So come and go with me, because across the sea, just this week we purchased a boat that will land to get our supplies. In just a few weeks it will land. We bought a boat. We haven't bought preachers' cars. We're not talking about new churches or fine robes for the preachers or fine homes for the preachers, or like that one that was in the newspaper this week that had $30,000 of gold fixtures in his bathroom. No! We've got houses. We've got jobs. We've got 20,000 acres across the Atlantic Ocean. We've got land. We've got hope. We've got refuge in the time of storm. My! Hallelujah. Healing. Love your neighbor again. Hey! Now, study it over and over again. If I go away at any time to prepare a place for you for just a short time, if I go across this nation to reap the harvest, if I go across the nation to win those that are hungry, they write me every week from Chicago and Philadelphia. We took our vacation together because I have no vacations unless I take them with you. Whatever I have, you have. And we went across the nation on our vacation, and we still get hundreds of people write us every week from Chicago and Philadelphia and Houston saying, oh, how fortunate the People's Temple is, how fortunate California is to be free, how fortunate they are to have the truth. So push on this sermon. Make this the... Let it be heard, because this has been the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Glory, glory, glory. And once you get it, you'll be thankful in your heart. You will be grateful because it has set you free like you've never been free in your life. You'll come out under the yoke of bondage, and you'll have to look down to no one. You'll be able to look everyone straight in the eye, because you have a city. Oh, yes, you have. You have a promised land. God has come down out of the imaginary heavens, and he has condescended to walk in his people, to talk with them, to be with them, to be their God, their Redeemer. He has wiped away the tears from the eyes of those that know him. He has caused sorrow to cease. He has caused criticism to pass. He's caused hope to spring forth as a wellspring eternal. He's brought you forth as you were dead. Now you are alive. Hallelujah. Caution. Be sure, I'm dealing with a very physical condition there, Brother Morris. One, the importance of staying in the atmosphere. Where are you going? You need to be close to the body. Peace. Very well, it's all right. That's a very well. I see, sir, I know. You have to get to job responsibility. But I want to say, when you are leaving for a musical, or an anniversary, or you're leaving to get to some other Jack Lee church after you sit in heavenly places today, you sit where the truth is preached as nowhere in America. Woe unto you, once having tasted of the heavenly gift, it's impossible to go back and renew dead works unto repentance. Is there one hungry heart here that would say that there's something you don't understand? I saw a young man over there on my left that come in with an entire different theology, but he's opened his heart in one session. Fine-looking young man that's opened his heart. I hope that others have opened your mind. Came with a Bible in the hand, but now has got the scripture in the heart. There's one last question on this truth that you do not understand. I don't want a question about healing, because all you have to do is to think. Just call. I did not touch any of those that were lifting their hands yesterday, except the one sister. Hundreds of people that lifted their hands in pain and crippling condition. I did not touch them. I just sent my word.
and everyone in the room was healed. That's all it takes. If you know what you're dealing with, if you know that the magnetic force is here, if you know the electrifier, the deliverer, the revolutionary, the liberator, the savior has come, if you know it, all you have to do is just call. Mentally, make a mental and a spiritual contact. I don't care where you are. You may be like Sister that Turner was going off into the water with her five children. Down there in the barbed wire in the middle of the lake. But bless her heart, she held on to the picture of me that she had on her ignition key. And she said, "Father, for the sake of my children." And up that car came, as we all know. Up it came. Not only did it come from the middle of the lake where she jumped over the culvert into the middle of it, but it came right up to the shoreline. And everyone stepped out, and when she finally got her five children out and she stepped out, it rolled back down into that bottomless pit. My, 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 my. Just call on your God and you will get an answer. For every service I've called you out and told you the thoughts of your mind, told you the details of your life, caused cripples to run, caused the blind to see, caused those that were impossibly injured, crushed legs. That was what happened last week. My, my. Surely you've seen enough that now you should know. And to whom much is given, much is required. By some will of the Spirit, the tapes mention the offering. We today need your assistance. I think it might not be bad, and even though how many were not here yesterday? While I'm taking the offering, set up those pictures and just flash them again. I think people need to see them of our promised land. 17 minutes of four. So why are you talking about a promised land? Have you been reading the news? Yesterday, the Academy of Science demanded, the world scientists demanded, the U.S. scientists demanded at the World Science Convention that they be allowed to teach that the black people are an inferior race. I got the newspaper here. Don't you know what they're getting ready to do? That's what they did with the Jews before they murdered 7 million of them. Now I know some of you say, "I got my Bible, it'll take me through." The Jews, some of you walking out, the Jews were chosen people. That's what their Bible said. But 7 million of them were exterminated in gas ovens, buried alive, burned alive, shot in Christian churches. I know 75 children that were offered a piece of candy in a Christian, full gospel church in Germany. And the secret police went down and said, "Open your mouth, close your eyes." And they put a Luger. 75 troopers stepped up right then and blew the brains of the children out on the altar. Say, it won't happen here. Have you been reading about our young women, 12 and 11, have been eugenically, they call it eugenically, given therapy so they can't have babies, meaning that they've been sterilized? Did you read last year of the 300 and of the 700 and so men that were given syphilis, black, and not even given a penicillin shot when it could have cured them? Hundreds of them died. Many of them went crazy. Treated just like a guinea pig. Worked on like a rat by the United States Department of Health. Yes, Mexican mothers. Did you read about the 300 Mexican mothers that was given a drug that told them they came to be prevented from having a pregnancy? They said, "This will prevent it." And it was a cancer-causing drug that guarantees everything that's ever been used on has developed cancer within 19 years. And they all got pregnant, nearly, because it didn't stop their pregnancy. Have you been reading? Supreme Court says that they can wiretap your homes. Now the police can stop you any place without a search warrant and go through your effects and go through your car and through your homes. They beat up enough people, those rookies from Mississippi. That's where a lot of these white
under policemen come, not the chiefs and the commanders and supervisors, but a lot of these rednecks running these streets, they come directly from Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi. But don't stand there and look like you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you are afraid to stand up and be counted. It was just in this town that a white, blonde-headed policeman a few days ago, shot a black man, James Baldwin, 34 years of age, left several children, shot him, said he had a gun, and it was their gun. They planted the gun on him, and then planted heroin on him. Every newspaper finally brought it out because there were 50 witnesses. They couldn't do anything else. How many times has it been done and not brought out? Don't tell me. One of our sisters right around here was beat on and called a nigger bitch and throwed on the bed and then admitted they had the wrong person. We're developing a dictatorship. That's why they kidnapped Mrs. Hearst. Now all the black businesses are getting threatened. We're going to kill 10 blacks, they say, for every white if something happens to her. That's why black people are being accused of shooting whites on the street corners. One of my church members was, as I said, I want you to get that in your heart, how a great miracle that was. He was right on the street on Geary when it was about to happen to him, and the car cruised back. He said it didn't look like black to him. It looked like somebody with a plastic fixed up cosmetically to look like they were black. But they stopped like they were going to kill him. But he said, "Jim." And the car rolled on just a few more feet and shot down another white person, but did not shoot him. Why do you think they're having this happen across this nation? Boston, white people supposed to be set afire by black people. White people shot on the street supposedly by a black cult, or a black political group. They want the poor to start a war amongst themselves because with this mass production, they don't need poor workers anymore. The cotton fields don't need cotton pickers because they've got mechanized cotton pickers. So they want to do away with a lot of the poor people, and there's no better way to do away with them than to start a race war between black and poor whites, and that will kill them off just like they killed them off in Vietnam for a long time. They killed us all off in Vietnam. 37% of our people that died over there were black, yet only 10% of the population is supposed to be black. So I didn't come here to hear about that. No, you came here thinking this was another church, some of you. You thought you'd be lied to just like your preachers lied to you. I've come to save you. I've come to save you. Not from sin, but from the sinners, the honkies that have sinned against you. Sometimes you make it too easy for your children. You let them get by with things and then they'll get in trouble and there'll be nobody to help them. So we need to teach people that life has to be struggled with. Terrible thing. And if we can't do something fast, because black people are, as I said, as blind as the white, they still promote that religion. Read the religious columns. Read your church sections. Anniversary, trips to Jerusalem. Always wanted to take a tour to the Holy Land. But yet a black person cannot even get residence. You can't even reside in the Holy Land. Yet black people every year, these old jackleg preachers, take the money and take them a trip to the Holy Land. I'll tell you, this is our Holy Land, and that's our Holy Land. Now shift yourself, please. I do that for reasons of arterial, heart, and blood pressure reasons.